But first, it's New Music Friday.
Yes.
And
it's my new things have come out. My New Music Friday.
Sure. Yeah, it is my New Music Friday. A few things have come out. Wiz Khalifa had a new album come out. B.O.B. had a new one come out.
B.O.B.?
Yeah.
Gosh, I haven't heard from him since like 2009, that airplane song.
Since he Flat Earth.
Yeah.
There's been a few albums that came out today. But when I went to check the new releases, I had no idea this was still going. And I have no idea how it even started. Today, Kidz Bop 38 was released. Kidz Bop 38. Now, you may ask
yourself, is there more Kidz Bops or Dancing with the Stars seasons?
Definitely Kidz Bop, right?
I'd say no, I don't know. It's probably pretty close.
No, I don't know like if you compare something. Them to, like Now That's What I Call Music, because it's a very similar thing. Man, I don't know how many of those there are.
They're probably closing in on 100 on Nows. And I remember early on when those came out, that was probably 98, 99 or so. I remember getting the first, I got like the first four or five of those.
Ooh, yeah, we're at 100. And it says here all those go 3, 4, 5 times platinum. So people
it's the
like
hits, man.
The compilation albums. Now, I did not realize that Kidz Bop was A, popular at all, and B, popular enough to warrant 38 albums. But it's still going, and it's very popular. They pretty much release 3 or 4 a year. They first started in 2001, and the original idea is what? To give your kids a more friendly version of a song. They don't put songs on there that are bad anyway.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, this kind of came out after we were little kids and needed to, I mean, my parents were definitely, I could only get censored albums
for
growing
sure.
up and everything, and that was kind of a drag, but I'm looking at Kidz Bop 1, and the track list was All Star, which I guess was the version that we heard coming back from break. Oops, I Did It Again from Britney Spears, which doesn't have cussing. Kind of provocative, I guess.
Yeah, you can't watch the music video.
Yeah.
She's in a schoolgirl outfit.
I can't. I'm not going to say anything now because I think she was 16 in the video. But I was like,
well, we were. 12.
I was like 12. So 12-year-old Mino can say young Britney Spears was hot, but I guess I can't say that now. But I can say it out of 12-year-old Mino's eyes. All the Small Things was on there. I still think that's clean for a Blink song.
I mean, it was basically
none of these are bad songs,
but it was
none
the who's
are,
who
these
of
are,
that time.
Yeah, it's top 40.
Christina Aguilera, you know, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, LFO, the Bare Naked Ladies, Sugar Ray, just anyone that was popular and terrible in the late 90s, early aughts was a part of the early Kidz Bop. But I never listened to that because, like you said, when this first one came out, I was 12.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that this was still going. And like I said, we're at Kidz Bop 38 now. So we want to give you some of the chart toppers now. But how about they be sung by, I don't know, 9-year-olds? Let's start with, how about a Drake song? This is probably
yeah.
the most popular rap song of 2018, or top 5, we'll say. It's the song God's Plan. You know what? I said, this song is great. You know what would be better? If I could hear a kid do it. So here's Kidz Bop version.
Yeah, yeah.
They wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yo. I've been moving, come no start, no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't call up at 6 a.m. to talk it with me.
How can you take this
you
serious?
You know how I like it when you're missing on me.
I need to know from parents if they are buying this for their kids to listen to.
Have they changed any lyrics yet?
Oh, they definitely. Like in this song?
Eating jello pudding with me.
Well, I don't know. That'd just be like a ticket stock parody. I mean, they do change a lot of lyrics. I don't know if they have in this song. I mean, I really actually don't care either way about this song, but it is a super popular song. But I do want to know, are we really in the need, or, you know, do we have a need for hearing Drake simplified for children?
I wouldn't say we are. It seems like it might come from the homeschool parent, maybe, if I can say that. If
this is as close as they can get
highly
them to,
protective
to urban
of,
culture, is the Kidz Bop version of Drake, which is, but Drake is already the Kidz Bop version of rap.
But also, if, like, you know, if you're in third grade, like, if you're in third grade or whatever age they're targeting for this demographic, like, you're either really not into this type of pop culture music yet.
Well, let's wait for the multiple kids singing at once. That's a staple of
the KB
brand of music.
Kidz Bop, is that what she was referencing?
Probably. They change a lot of lyrics to make it different. Like, there was one song, one of Lady Gaga's songs. Which one was it? It was Born This Way.
Okay.
Where in that song, she mentions the words gay, lesbian, transgender, bi, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, those words weren't in the Kidz Bop version.
No way.
And, you know, there's a separate segment that we need to do where they've changed the lyrics. It's much like whenever you try to put an R-rated movie on TNT and they change, like...
This is why you never find a stranger in the woods,
I think
is the famous line of
Die Hard. In the Alps.
Yippee-ki-yay, yeah. Mr. Falcon.
Yes, it's a lot like that where they're just changing them to real dumb lyrics. But yeah, there's Drake's God's Plan.
I'm looking at this list of... the track list, and maybe it's just me getting old, but I think I know one of them. I think I know the middle, which is Arlington's own Maren Morris is the singer.
We have a little bit of that.
Can we listen to a little bit of that? I think it's the first song of the album.
Yeah, you get the
and it doesn't. I don't believe it has any cussing in it.
Right over there, sat on the stairs.
Like, why not just have Maren Morris sing it? It sounds
because you're still having to pay for the rights to this song, right? Because they're singing it word for almost word for word. It's exact replication of it. You're just having a younger girl sing it. You're having a 12-year-old girl sing it. And then, of course, you get the multiple kids. That's, like I said, that's a huge player in the Kidz Bop game, which, isn't this recorded locally, these albums?
I think it is. I've heard a lot of it's recorded here in Dallas. And a lot of these, like, I think a lot of the girls singing are, like, 20-something. They just sound like kids.
I think they are. I've read about them. It is a lot of actual girls. Like, do you know who Zendaya is?
Yeah, I've got this up now.
She was a part of it.
Notable Kidz Bop kids. Ross Lynch, I know Ross Lynch from... He was in a movie called My Friend Dahmer that I think I told you and Trey about, which is about a young Jeffrey Dahmer. And he was in...
Was he
a couple,
Dahmer?
Yeah, yeah. It's a crazy movie. You guys need to watch it.
Do you think many people go from singing on Kidz Bop to playing Jeffrey Dahmer? How many
That's
people
pretty great.
That? Like, don't you have to be in a movie, just in a play. You played Jeffrey Dahmer.
I was, I sung on All Star.
Like, that was
Kidz
him
Bop.
Interning. Like, his interning was, I got to put in my Kidz Bop hours so that hopefully I can land a Dahmer role one day. Oh, that's fantastic.
Imagine looking at that resume. It goes from Kidz Bop to Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's a lot of range. That's
a little bit of Disney Channel
was
in between.
Was it Dahmer the musical where he was singing in it as he ate the
Is that
his
a...
boyfriends?
Young Dahmer.
Kidz Bop, don't ever change. All right, let's get
don't
to another
kill
song
kill those
here.
Dogs.
The very popular song from Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse, is on here.
Don't think I know this song.
There's no way you don't know this song.
It's the big front spooky, got all them girls shook. A big dance move, got all them kids hooked. I went from dollar bills, now we
think I'd actually listen to this.
Sing to me while I do my money dance, like, hey. Flexing on the gram, like, hey. Hit the little joint, okay. Okay. You know we jumping the finesse and getting paid. Ow.
I actually do like this song and, like, the actual one. But I don't know now if I'm going to be able to hear it without hearing that 8-year-old girl just now.
Like, yeah. If there's any adults that listen to this, like, just for entertainment, they have a problem.
Like, if you're an...
pedophiles.
Say you're Drake, who wants to put off a badass image. And you just put out this huge album. You know, you're trying to appear awesome. Like, they did a Post Malone song with Quavo in it. You know, you're trying to put out an image.
Yeah.
They send you that email. Hey, we want a Kidz Bop version of your song. Is that okay? You take a quick look at your music and say, damn, where did I go wrong?
I think if you're featured on Kidz Bop, I think financially you're doing okay. And I'm on team, it's okay to sell out if it's something you love and you can get paid to
do
it.
Yeah, but you sold out before.
Ahead.
It's not like Kidz Bop, you know, had you write this song. You wrote it, and Kidz Bop thought, you know what, this would be perfect for a song to market to children. Like, they didn't do that to Eazy-E. I guess he was dead.
Well,
that's a bad example. They didn't do it to DMX. There's no DMX Kidz Bop songs.
There needs
songs.
To be. We need to find, we'll do a deeper dive. Maybe this weekend.
I have a segment planned for all the lyrics
okay.
that they felt like they've had to change.
We'll do that. We'll do that Sunday. We're on 10 to noon this week. So that's a good tease ahead.
So would you say you're going to spend any of your board op dollars on Kidz Bop 38?
I would say I'm going to keep spending my board op money on ramen noodles, and I think I'll have to pass on 38. Maybe when we get to 40, that'll be a big anniversary.
Okay.
Album. Maybe you can persuade me there.
The rest of the songs on there, you have Whatever It Takes. You have Friends from Marshmello. There is a song
Man,
on here called. There's a song on
songs.
Here called "In My Blood."
Is that the Easy?
No, song? I'm wondering. Are they pulling like Slayer songs?
Raining. They're not doing Raining Blood.
Because I don't know who sings "In My Blood."
All right, is this "In My Blood"?
Oh, this is Shawn Mendes, apparently.
Okay. I think he was a Disney kid also.
I'm like sure really, there's a big crossover
really
between
young.
Disney Channel kid songs and what they cover.
This sucks, this sucks, this
there's,
sucks,
there's definitely
this
gonna
sucks,
be a big
this
crossover.
Just have a
thinking you'll feel better. And if you're looking for original music, they have also put out original music. They've gone on tours.
I think I'm good.
And also, does it ever? I read this interesting fact about the Kidz Bop series. They are one of the few remaining artists, quote, bands, I guess, that sell a majority of their work through physical copies. Because they sell them with, like, stickers and little coloring books and crap you sell to kids. So they are actually still selling
like actual
legit CDs.
At Walmart, I don't even know if Walmart still sells CDs.
Think about it. You're not gonna load up your kid's iPhone with Apple Music and then put Kidz Bop on there.
True.
You're just gonna have to listen to this in a car. I just want to. I really need to know the process. Are parents liking these songs and feeling like I want to share a more kid friendly version of this to my child, or are children saying, you know what, this song's cool. I wish it was someone more my age singing it.
It's definitely parent driven. There's no kids that are like, oh my gosh, I want
to
hear Drake, but I want to hear someone my age singing it.
Are they super let down when they open their Christmas gift and it's Kidz Bop 34 and they're just like, damn it.
It's all your favorite artists.
Yeah, you like all those people.
But not them. It's just like a karaoke version of it.
It's really, yes, it's playground karaoke of your favorite songs. That's a great way to sum up.
I would say if I was like a 10 or 12 year old singer or something, this would be something I would want to like do. Though I think that would be cool to be like, oh my gosh, like I'm not young enough, or I'm not old enough to go on American Idol or whatever yet, but Kidz Bop would be like, they have to have like their pick of kids, whoever they want to sing for them.
I want my kid to be a Kidz Bop artist. That's gonna be my goal.
Is this some news?
I have a
long
way to go
with us. Is this
no? I have a long way to go. I should probably. Yeah, I want my kid to be you know. Ted
and then,
yeah,
and then he could be
yeah,
another serial
John Wayne Gacy.
Right.